Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You ever think about the word the United States? That grouping of two words, United States. When you think about it, you break it down a little bit. You've got United, Union, which implies one. And then the second word, States, a plural. It implies many, doesn't it? The one and the many, which we hear about in our text today in several ways. All three readings, really, bringing us together to a greater thing about from God's Word that we think about, the one and the many. First of all, I want to talk about from our three texts today how being one matters. In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, did you hear how the people read and heard the word? Mr. Pettijohn read from the text. It said, and they gathered and stood up as one man. One man. The Old Testament in Nehemiah's day, that's after the exile when everybody came back from being deported up to Babylon, to Assyria, when they came back to the land of Israel, when finally they rebuilt the temple, the wall, and Ezra, the priest, stands up and he reads the old law from Moses. And how did everybody do? They stood up as one man. Sometimes we do that too, don't we? We stand up together as one before the gospel reading to hear the words spoken. And what do they say all together? Amen, amen, together as one man. Being one seems to matter to God, doesn't it? Being one really matters. In 1 Corinthians, it really talks about this. It says, there are many, but also one body. There are many members in the body, the church, Christ, but there are also one body together as one. Many members, one body. We think about the dynamics of the church, how we can't all be the mouth, we can't all be the eye, we can't all be the hand or the foot, but God so designed all the members to work together, didn't he? To be one body together, receivers of Christ and doers of his word too as well here on earth. The one and the many. And then finally, in Luke chapter 4, how many men stood up to read? One. Who is that? One Lord, Jesus Christ, who reads from the one scroll of Isaiah. He didn't have all the books of the Old Testament. He only had one book, Isaiah, the scroll of Isaiah, and he read from that text, the one there. Being one seems to matter to God, doesn't it? Also, you'll note in the text that being different matters. Being different matters. In Nehemiah, when they started hearing the word of God, they all started weeping and crying because it had been a long time since they'd been to the land. They know that God had disciplined, punished them, and now he's let them back to hear the word. And they kind of felt sentimental. What did the priest tell them? Stop crying and weeping, it said, because today is a holy day. It's holy to the Lord. And you remember what holy means? Set apart. Means being different. Don't be just emotional. Think about the honor that is due to God today. Be different. Be set apart. And that's what we do too, don't we, here at church? We come, we're set apart. We're not like everybody else. Might be sleeping in today or going to the restaurants, going to the movie. Today we're here, aren't we? We're different. We're what the King James Version is called, a peculiar people. That's kind of us. We're different, aren't we? We order our days according to God's word. We start here in his house. We're different. We're not like all the rest of the world. God so ordered this way when he created the world. He rested on the Sabbath day yesterday. The first day when Jesus rose, we gather now as new creatures from God's grace and mercy to honor him first. Being different matters. We don't give him our last. We give him our first. And that matters. In the 1 Corinthians, it says the body cannot consist of only one member, but of many. And it's okay to be different, isn't it? It's okay that there are hands and eyes, and voices, eyes, everything, different parts, the members of the body, because the church works better, doesn't it? If all were an eye, all we do is just read, right? Read, read, read. It wouldn't get anything done, but we wouldn't get any feet to do anything, nobody to serve tables, do everything else. If all were a mouth, we'd all be talking, nobody listening. That wouldn't work, would it? That's not how a body works. It works together in conjunction. And as it said in the text, very interestingly, there's a so that in there, so that there would be some care. It says, there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. So when we realize that not everybody is the same member, the same function, the same purpose, then we care for each other all the more. If one member suffers, all suffer. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. So remember that we are one, yes, but we are also different, and being different matters to God. Finally, a funnier one in the text is being old. Being old matters. You know what that means? Well, think about what was happening there in Nehemiah chapter 8. What did Ezra pull out to read? The law of Moses. Now, was Moses somebody they could go talk to? No, Moses was dead and long gone, 1,000 years at least now. And they're reading from the law of Moses, something old that they all stood up and for a half a day they read the law of Moses at the Watergate there, at the newly built Jerusalem. They listened to something very old. This was a day set apart. They spent a whole day listening to God's word, something very old, because it matters, didn't it? It matters. Being old matters. The Old Testament, the old promises, the old words of Moses were still relevant today for them as it was when Moses was alive. And shouldn't we as the church also rejoice and proclaim to the world that, hey, being old does matter. There are some things that are old, long time ago, that still have relevance now, are still important now. The Ten Commandments that we learn about in catechesis, old, yes, still matters now. Being old, in that sense, really does matter. How about in 1 Corinthians? Being old matters in that, you know, some of our members in our church are not young pups, not spring chickens, right? Does being that they're old, does that mean they don't matter? No, of course not. 1 Corinthians, very much corrective to us to say that all the members of the body are important. All the members. Our older members give us great wisdom, care, instruction, guidance. We honor them. We listen to them. Just as the young matter, the middle-aged matter, all matter, but the old matter, being old matters. And finally, from Luke chapter 4, what is it that Jesus mentions today? Kind of like in Nehemiah, he mentions the Old Testament. He reads from the old scroll from the book of Isaiah, mentioning those things there. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, liberty to those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, something promised long ago in Isaiah and before that in the Old Testament, saying that, hey, it's important to stand up, read God's word, something old of ancient long ago, because it still matters. And then he mentions several other people, doesn't he? He mentions Isaiah, but he also mentions Elijah and Naaman, other people in the Old Testament, as if they're still relevant, and that word that was taught about them still had meaning now. Being old, even to Jesus' terms, and what he reads and speaks and teaches about, still matters, doesn't it? It really does matter, the old things written. Because what God promised of old still matters to us even now. It was demonstrated by the Old Testament in Nehemiah's day. It was demonstrated in Jesus' day that the old things still matter. St. Paul taught about it, how the old things still matter, because the old and the new, you might even think old covenant and the new covenant, joined together in whom? One man, Jesus, who is different. He's holy, set apart. He's our God. He's not just a man, he's also God. He is the one that brings old creatures like us, old human beings, old flesh, into newness of life by his cross and his open tomb. He brings us into the new creation. The old, and he's also called the Ancient of Days, brings us into new and eternal life. Life matters. The old things matter. Being different matters, and being one, one baptism, one Lord, one God and Father of all, that's over all and in all and through all these things matter. May we today praise God because of the things that he teaches us that matter, that cause us to come and listen to his word weekly, daily, study it, rejoice in it, and realize who we are because of him. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the one faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.